Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for allowing us to do a lot of things since morning till now. Thank you for the victories that we have in you in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank you for the miracles and wonders and your help and support. We ask you, Lord, this time to aid us as we are battling against power of darkness, against demons, principalities, and power of darks. We put full on the full armor of God that we can stand. In this day, we put on the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the feet that shod in the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and all kinds of prayer, and pray for all the saints. Lord, we pray that your name be lifted up and glorified. O God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for miracle deliverance. We pray for a new people to get delivered from demons and to be saved in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that the power of the Holy Ghost will go before us and level mountains and subdue powers and open doors, opportunities, and break chains and deliver people from the oppressive effect of sin and demons. Oh God, we pray for those who are drug addicts, prostitutes, thieves, criminals, to be set free from their sins, and they will meet you. They will be changed, they will be transformed. Oh God, we pray for us as a church. We continue to do the mandate to love, oh God, to do the right things, oh Lord, to evangelize, to reach the lost, to fight the good fight that you want us to do in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, oh God. We worship you, Lord. Let your be done. Let the power of the Holy Spirit work in our midst, O Lord. Bless all our congregations, our workers, pastors, leaders, and elders, and parents, as they are, each and every one of them is in their voting to do the work of yours and to fulfill your will, O God. Bless and stabilize us here in UAE, in Oman, in other places that the church can stand, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, and also Australia, and also America, and also Malawi and Sierra Leone, and all these places. Lord, provide all the needs. Help us to fight the good fight. Lord, the battle belongs to you, O God. Send us your word that we need, our daily food, O God, the spiritual food that we need in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you, we adore you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's all stand. Lord, fill us as we worship you, as we sing. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, and as we worship, give us the spiritual gifts that we need. And speak to us, direct us, even anoint the message, anoint the giving, the prayers, the songs. And guide us into the full truth of yours. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Everybody in the back.
O Lord, you will hide us, you will protect us from evil things and evil doing and work of Satan. You will watch over us from trials and difficulties. You will take us out. Even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You anoint our head with oil, our cup overflowing. You prepare a table in front of our enemies, O God. Surely goodness and love will follow us all days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Yes, Lord, hide us now.
Oh,
gods. You are the God who over, who hover over your church and your people. And Lord, you continue to stand firm because you are with us. And because we know whom we have been trust. We have trusted your God. But our labor is not in vain. And Lord, we commit ourselves once again, we will not compromise. Whatever the cause, O God, we will rebuke with all authority. We speak about sin and condemn the sinful acts, O God. We bless you, Lord. Lord, fill us with love and mercy to reach people who are lost, to speak to them your word. Reveal yourself to them, O God. As we move forward, we trust you have gone ahead of us. And you have prepared hearts of people to receive you. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. Teach us more to pray, to have more compassion, to be united in one heart with you, to reach the lost world who have not heard about you.
Give your grace and mercy. We need to pray like never before. We need the power of your Holy Spirit to open heaven's door. Spirit, touch the church.
God, you are our guide. You deserve that. You die for us. You are the shepherd and the overseer of our souls. And we trust that the way that you take us is the way, is the best way for us. Bless the rest of our worship, the giving and the message. Speak to us and lead us, O God, into your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to the Lord. Whatever we have received from God, we give the tenth of it, and we trust the Lord that He will open the windows of heaven and bless us and rebuke the devil in our life. And He will let all nations know that we are blessed by Him. Amen. Today we will continue our meditation from the Book of Ruth, and today God's willing will be the last part, and we'll be finishing the Book of Ruth, and we learn a lot of things. We thank the Lord, and a lot of applications. The Word of God had opened our eyes to the truth of God. Let's read Ruth chapter 4 and verse 17. We read the statement that say about Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow in my mouth. Speak to your church and to your people and guide us and lead us into the full will of yours. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse is from Bethlehem. And we can read that in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16 and verse 1. The one who wrote the book of Ruth is Samuel. Samuel. And the purpose of writing this book is to link, to show that the genealogy of not of Obed or David, but the genealogy of Christ, the Messiah. Obed, from Obed Jesse, from Bethlehem, and David then did the Messiah. And book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among the sons. So here, Obed was born in Bethlehem, from Boaz, and from Obed Jesse, the Bethlehemites, and from him, King David. And we can read also about that, even the New Testament. It's written here, this genealogy, the evangelists in the New Testament, Matthew and Luke, they wrote about this genealogy. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, and Solomon begat Booz of Rechab, and Booz begat Obed. Booz here, Boaz. And Booz begat Obed of Ruth. And Obed begat Jesse. Also in Luke chapter 3 and verse 2. Some variation in the name. Because Hebrew, here written in Greek. Which was the son of Jesse, which was the son of Obed, which was the son of Booz, which was the son of Solomon, which was the son of Nahshon. So here it is repeated, and we will read the next verse, verse 18. And these are the generation of Phares. Phares begot Hezron. Now here start to go back to the previous generation, he went back to Fares. Fares is the son of Judah. And we know that Judah has five sons. Fares was born to him from Tamar. We can read that in verse 12, Ruth 4:12. And let the house be like the house of Fares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah of the seed of the which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. And we can read also about Fares in the book of Genesis 38 and verse 29. And it came to pass as he drew back, that is his brother, his hand, that behold his brother came out, and she said, how hast thou broken forth this breach be upon thee? Therefore his name was called Fares. That is where from him came the Messiah. And the writer of Ruth and thus Samuel, he wrote this. He went back to the genealogy of Fares to prove that the Messiah will come out from Judah. And that's what we read in Genesis chapter 49 and verse 10. Book of Genesis 49 verse 10. It says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Who is Shiloh? Until Shiloh come. Shiloh is the Messiah. That's how here was written his name. Until Shiloh come. And how we know that's the Messiah? Because unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Now all the people follow Christ. He is the Messiah. And here the writer of the book of Ruth, he spoke about the generation of Fares. Fares begot Hezron. Hezron was among those who enter Egypt. And in the book of Genesis 46, verse 12, there's no name in the Bible written haphazard. There's a purpose. The purpose of it, we'll know it at God's perfect time. 46, verse 12. And the sons of Judah, Er, and Onan, and Shelah, and Fares, and Zerah. But Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan, and the sons of Fares were Hezron and Hamul. That's where Hezron, the one who entered Egypt, and we can read about him also in Matthew chapter 1, verse 3. And Judah begat Fares and Zerah of Tamar, and Fares begat Isrom. Instead of Hezron, Isrom. And Isrom begat Aram. And also in Luke chapter 3 and verse 33, again it is Hezron his name, which was the son of Abinadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Isrom, which was the son of Fares, which was the son of Judah. And we will read verse 19. And Hezron, that is Hezron in the New Testament, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Abinadab. Now, this here again, we have names, and here we have the son of Hezron is Ram, and Ram begat Abinadab, and And Abinadab begat Nashon. These are Hezron, Ram, Abinadab and Nashon. These are generations that were in Egypt from the land of the Messiah. And their names also, they are written in the New Testament, in Mark and in Luke and in Matthew. Ram, his name is Aram, and also Abinadab is the same. But about Nashon, and Abinadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon. Nashon was the prince of the Israelites, of the tribe of Judah in the wilderness. We can read that in Numbers chapter 7. And verse 12, and he was the one who first offered when they dedicate the house of God. He is the one who had offered the first. Numbers chapter 7, verse 12. And he that offered his offering the first day was Nahshon. In the New Testament, they call it Nahshon. Nashon, the son of Abinadab, of the tribe of Judah. So Nashon was in the time of the wilderness. Abinadab and Ram or Aram and Hezron, they were in Egypt. And after that, also we can read next verse, Ruth chapter 4 and verse 20. And Abinadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon. Salmon is the one who married Rahab when they entered the promised land. And from Rahab we can get Boaz, who was married to Ruth. There's in First Chronicle chapter 2, also one of these names we can read. First Chronicle chapter 2, verse 11. And Nashon begat Salma, and Salma begat Boaz. Here Salmon. He called him also Salma, and from him he begat Boaz. He is the one who married Rahab. And they think that one of the spies who spy Jericho was Salma. But that is not confirmed. We'll go back to Ruth. And Solomon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. So we have here Solomon, Boaz, Obed, and Jesse. Over 360 years, these are the four generations until David was born. And most likely they were born when these children, they were born when the father is around 100 years old. This book, Ruth, was, as we said, was written by Samuel. Samuel, he wrote it not after the birth of David, but he wrote it after he anointed David to be a king over Israel. Because he would be able to see at that time what the prophecy of God in the book of Genesis chapter 49, that the scepter will not depart from Judah, verse 10, and until Shiloh come. He would know that the king of the Jewish will come from Judah after he anointed David to be the king. he was compelled to write the book of Ruth to preserve to us how God worked out that the genealogy of Christ will be built up according to his will. Let's all stand in his presence. Let us be awe of him. Let us give him thanks for he always lead us and guide us and help us to understand his will. Certain time names, genealogy may disturb you, but there's the purpose of these writings, these important writings, to increase our faith, to make us learn new things. Let's come to God in prayer and ask him to lead you. He's our shepherd. Certain time you may not understand everything, but as you are sure of what he needs you to do, you go with him. God is far better than you understand. Trust him. Thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us this wonderful series of your word from the book of Ruth. We learn a lot of lessons, oh God. I pray that we will continue to cherish what we learn and apply them in our lives. Here, bless everyone who is here, families, members, workers, and the brethren, the congregations, the leaders, the pastors, the parents, and other places also. Bless them and reward them in the name of Jesus. Lead us as we go forward to serve you.
Shepherd of my soul.
Your word, O God, and separate it. O God, you bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.